the rest of the story. Duncan Kearns is a commercial pilot for Northwest Airlines, and he's a major in the South Dakota Air National Guard. One of Major Kearns' best friends in Sioux Falls is 41-year-old Ward Bushy. And all of his life, Ward's been afraid of flying. For years, the Major has been telling his friend that if he were better acquainted with airplanes, he might even become fond of air travel. But Ward's answer has always been, oh, yes, sure. Yet a few weeks ago, it was the springtime of this year, he finally took Major Kearns up on an intriguing offer. The Major would arrange permission for Ward to accompany him on a flight in the cockpit of an A-7K fighter jet. Ward would have to go through a little training to qualify for the privilege, but Major Kearns promised his friend it would be the adventure of a lifetime. Well, that prediction came true. But, well, this is the rest of the story. Egress familiarization training, it was called. More plainly, instruction in the use of the ejector seat. But why did Ward have to know about that, he wanted to know? A mere formality, he was told. Then came the exciting day. Ward's wife and young children were at the National Guard airfield to smile and to wave. Daddy, anxious but exhilarated, climbed into the rear seat of the A-7K and with his friend Major Kearns blasted into the stratosphere above Sioux Falls. First, they flew in close formation with three other fighters. No need to be concerned, Ward told himself. These were crack military pilots. With a civilian along for the ride, they would take no chances. Major Kearns maneuvered his craft through a delicate mid-air refueling exercise, but now his friend Ward was only a little nervous. Then came the mock dogfights. Suddenly everything went into high gear. All four planes performing incredible aerobatics, loops and dives and surges and inverted flight. And Ward looked down and one of the other fighters was overtaking Kearns' plane from below. Ward could see the other pilot's head in the cockpit. And then his eyes, then the whites of them, and then an awful thud. The planes collided in midair. Major Kearns mashed the eject button, sending himself and his panic-stricken passenger out into space. At 20,000 feet, their chutes opened, the flaming wreckage of two A-7Ks tumbling below them. Luckily, they were over an expanse of farmland. Ward and both pilots returned to Earth more or less safely. The pilots were practically uninjured. Their civilian tag-along suffered some facial cuts, a fractured neck vertebrae, and some burns. Actually, he'd been on fire until his free fall smothered the flames. Well, Ward Bushy says he'll get over it, and he may still fly commercial if he has to, but probably he will never really overcome his antipathy for flying. And that's not the best of all news for the South Dakota Air National Guard, because, you see, not long before Ward's big adventure, a local journalist, the executive editor of the Sioux Falls Argus Leader, had been campaigning in print against Air Guard flyovers. Editorials had been calling those flyovers noisy and unsafe. What if a jet should crash? The editor had asked his readers, what if a jet should crash? And that's when Major Duncan Kearns invited the skeptical editor on a civic leader orientation flight. Invited him to go along to demonstrate how utterly safe Air Guard maneuvers really are. By the way, the executive editor of the Argus Leader is Ward Bushy. That's right. He is Major Kearns' best friend. Or was. And now you know the rest of the story.